Why then has the County Council done this? Let's find out. Jeff Wellsbury, who's Operations Manager with Warwickshire County Council, says doing this sort of thing is nothing new.
This is a perennial frustration of ours when doing seasonal resurfacing works. We do, the day before the works commence, do a letter drop to those frontages affected, encouraging them to remove their vehicles in advance of the works.
And obviously, what, the people there haven't taken any notice of that?
Well, that may be the case, or it may be that people are away on holiday or they haven't gone through their post.
One day only doesn't seem a huge amount of notice. Was it not worth doing a little bit longer, a week, couple of weeks, something like that, to remind people further in advance?
That's quite an understandable question. Unfortunately, we're somewhat damned if we do, damned if we don't, in that the type of work that we were undertaking is very weather dependent. So whilst we could issue a letter to residents up to a fortnight in advance, there'd be no guarantee that we would be able to turn up on the day stated in the letter. So in some respects, we'd be back to square one.
No one really kind of wins in this situation, do they? Because you personally get a half worked on road, and the residents are less puzzled as to why it hasn't been done properly. Is there any sort of solution where everyone wins?
Well, as I say, this is a problem we do encounter across the county throughout the summer months when we're undertaking this type of work. It's quite normal for the contractor to return to those sites at the end of their programme of works to fill in the pieces of carriageway resurfacing that they were unable to do on their first attempt. And again, we would make contact with residents.
So it's nothing unusual then, what we're seeing in Kenilworth from your point of view?
No, as I say, it is a frustration and it's not the first time we've seen it.
Must be a better way, mustn't there, if you're encountering it all over the place?
Well, we tried not to adopt a heavy-handed approach. We try and cause as little disruption as we're able to. I think the only other option would be consider road closures, but that would then further inconvenience a resident. And unfortunately, we don't have any actual powers to remove vehicles, and so we do rely on the goodwill of our customers.
That was mentioned in the report that we just heard there by one resident, wasn't it? There was a notice on the letter that said cars would be towed away. So was that actually not right?
That has just come to my attention today, and I've actually asked for those signs to be removed. In fairness to the contractor, I think that was a valiant attempt to encourage motorists to remove their vehicles.
So it was an idle threat then, really?
I wouldn't say it was an idle threat. I think it was with the best of intentions. It wasn't a sign that we had sanctioned and have asked for all such signs to be removed.
Either which way, it didn't work, did it?
Not in this case, no.
And in terms of this particular street in Kenilworth, is it the intention that the crews will go back and finish the job?
Yes, and I've taken advice from the contractor, and we're currently looking at them returning early to the middle part of July. And as I said earlier in the interview, we will again attempt to make contact with residents and to encourage them to remove their vehicles.
But presumably those issues that you mentioned before could well resurface again in mid-July, people being away on holiday, people not checking the post, etc.
That may well be the case, but we'll make our very best effort to ensure that's not the case.
Honestly, genuinely, it's well worth a look if you get a time. Look us up on Facebook and Twitter and have a look at the pictures of School Lane in Kenilworth. There's the response then from Jeff Wellsby, the Operations Manager at Warwickshire County Council.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.